This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Welcome back, folks. Big game this Sunday. The Saints travel to Carolina to take on the Panthers. Joining us is Mike Haas, voice of the New Orleans Saints. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Noel, you're right. Big, you know, we've been saying that for several weeks, but you gotta figure out a way to get this thing stopped.
The Saints at the 32nd worst defense, and the Panthers the 31st worst defense. Panthers are starting is Bryce Young going to start Sunday? Is that what I heard?
Dave Canales yesterday said that Bryce would start. Andy Dalton, who had the injured thumb last week, has been practicing, and I think he could clearly play, but I think Canales was kind of using his thumb as a kind of a way to get Bryce Young back into the starting lineup, and so he is going to start on Sunday. That'll be his fourth start. He started the first two, then Andy Dalton came in for four games, and then Bryce started at Denver week 8, and he showed some definite signs of improvement. They scored on their very first drive after a turnover to lead 7-0, and then they scored on the very last drive of the game, a touchdown. So In between was their problems. And on the defensive numbers, that's the surprising thing, right? When you look at 32nd and 31st, if you just said that going into the season, that 8 games in, you'd have the, you know, statistically, you know, one of the worst defenses in the NFL. We would just not believe that, because that the questions really in camp and offseason and preseason were really offensive line, you know, running game, that kind of thing. Defense was rare. You know, we felt like this defense was going to have to carry the offense for a while. In the first two games, you know, it was just, you know, like a pinball. So that's the surprising part. And we've talked about injuries before, and you can handle injuries as long as they don't come in positions. And we saw what the offensive line went through when they come in bunches, and it was, you know, backups to backups to backups. So now you have a similar situation with the defensive secondary. Three of your four right now have not practiced this week. Marshawn Lattimore, wow. Kool-Aid McKinstry, Rico Payton, who's a backup DB, already lost Paulson Adebo. So three of your four cornerbacks have not practiced. And so I don't think Lattimore is a hamstring there. That's tough. And on the practice squad, they have Shamar Jean-Charles and Roderick Teamer, who's a safety. You still have JT Gray, who's a safety. They signed Trey Herndon, a cornerback, but he just started with the team this week. So, I mean, that's, again, it's not that you can't handle injuries. It's when they come in bunches to a particular position, and that is exactly what's happened to the Saints.
And we've had it on both sides of the ball, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So we had it, you know, kind of in the receiver position, right? And so, and in the offensive line. I mean, to me, and it feels like to the Carolina game, week one, might as well have been 2021. That's how long ago it feels. And because they're a different team, and the Saints are a different team. So on the very first drive of that game in week one, in September, Derek Carr, who has not played because of the injury in Kansas City, expect him to, but he threw a touchdown pass to Rashid Shaheed. Shaheed, gone for the year. Carr hasn't played in 2 weeks. On Bryce Young's very first pass of the game, he was throwing to Deontay Johnson. It was intercepted by Will Harris. Deontay Johnson was traded this week. Will Harris is on injured reserve. So it's just like everything, you could look, it's hard to look back and go, well, we really can't look at week one, but you really can't look at week one. I'm not going to say Carolina is better than 1-7. They are what they are, but they have a really, really, where they're good, where they can be good, has been a trouble spot for the Saints, and that's stopping the run. They have Chuba Hubbard and Miles Sanders, and they can run the ball well. Their problem is they fall behind. They were behind 28-7 in Denver, 21-7. They were up 7-0 and then gave up 28 unanswered. So you have to abandon the running game. But they have the ability to run the football, and that's been the problem for the Saints' defense. Stopping the run, especially on first and second down, and then the explosive plays. You give up 5 or 6 plus 20s, plus 30, plus 40, plus 50, plus 60, and you know some of them are touchdowns. It doesn't matter what you do on the other 56 plays. It's those 5 that have killed you, and they've got to figure out a way to limit the explosives. It's hard to shut teams down from explosive plays, but you got to have to find a way to limit the explosives.
Mike, if you would, this game kind of presents itself in a little bit of a different context, right? Because a lot of the pundits believe that the Panthers are the worst team in the NFL. And if you don't come out of Carolina with a win, concerns, you know, obviously, yeah. other than the obvious, right? I mean,
right.
You know, it feels like we're in a spinning cycle right now. And right. And we may not be. I mean, in all fairness to everybody, you know, at the training camp, we may not be. But sometimes perception is reality. And the perception is, as I talk to folks and, you know, in my coffee club and stuff, who are all huge Saints fans, they just feel like we're spinning.
Right. It feels like a different team that started the season. And I really can't say that weeks 3 and 4 to me are going to be the ones that are going to come back to haunt this team, because you should have beaten Philly and you should have beaten Atlanta and you'd be 4-0 and then you could have afforded where you are. You'd be 4-4. And so those two games, I think they also kind of opened you up to where your problems really started with the explosive plays and the inability to stop the run. So I asked Mickey during the show this week, I was like, are you seeing enough change, right? Enough change, because if you do the same thing every week and expect change, you know, that's the definition, right? And he feels like, yes, they're seeing enough change. You have to take the injuries into account. But every team has injuries. It's how you really kind of adjust and how you execute beyond that. So he is seeing enough change, because there's been no, like, you know, change play calling or to move this person from booth down to the field, you know, anything that's almost, you know, just kind of significant of that kind of change. I think they feel like they're getting some people back, and they got, a bunch back last week. And getting Carr back this week, but then you have the possibility of losing your entire secondary almost, except for Alante Taylor. So I don't know. I mean, you know, I watched the Jets last night. You know, they were 2-6. You know, they're a loss away from being 2-7 with high expectations, and you know, they won the game to get to 3-6. 3-6, gosh, is where you need to be, because if you can come out of this 3-6. This does not solve your problems whatsoever. That means 2 of your 3 wins will have been against Carolina. But now you are home for a month. 3 home games and an open week. You do not have to leave your house for more than a month. I don't know that I've ever had that in an NFL season, irrespective of, you know, calling the games or not. But to be home in New Orleans for a month because of the three home games and a bye week, that's pretty, you know. So that is where you kind of look down the road a little bit and say, gosh, this is huge to get this win. It's a division game. So, I mean, it's a must.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
When you talk to Mickey, I mean, I hear this sense folks are saying that our seasoned players who have kind of been the cornerstone and the rock of a lot of the successes that we've had over the past decade, there seems to be a feeling that we're holding on too long. And, and I guess the question always is there someone out there that can do more that's younger or not? When do you say enough is enough? Your thoughts?
Yeah, those questions came up clearly. He was, Bobby asked Coach Allen, that's where it kind of originated, about DeMario and Cam getting long in the tooth. And Mickey, talked about that, at least those two players on Tuesday night, and more about that it takes, if you look at those two players in their first 4 or 5 years, not, the most outstanding statistics in the history. So it takes time. They believe that they do have the Anthony orgies. And, their draft class this year, Jalen Ford hasn't played a lot at linebacker. But I think there is going to have to be more of a transition to some of these younger players because, I don't know. We went through last year. Cam had a down year. But DeMario Davis led the team with 100-plus tackles.
Yeah.
He's been hampered by a hamstring most of the season, even though he's been playing. So it is going to be time, I think, to start seeing what you have. What is the back half of this roster? Unfortunately, they're seeing the back half of the roster because we've seen it on the offensive line. We've seen it at wide receiver. And we're about to see it in the secondary. So you've kind of seen it already. I think the defensive tackle position, Colin Saunders and Nathan Shepherd, who they brought in as free agents, probably Brian Brzee, that area, while they've all had their strengths, that area is probably an area they're going to have to look at to be able to stop the run without having to pull up a linebacker or safety.
Yeah, I mean, when you start getting into having to play that numbers game and all of these uncertainties, you just kind of never really know. I mean, I have a lot of people, because I talk to you and I talk to Jeff Nowak, and they're like, Newell, what do you think? I said, the only thing I know for certain is that everybody over there at the training camp on Airline Drive, they know more than I know. and I know they're trying to succeed. I'm confident in that.
Yeah.
And I said, how all these pieces and parts fit together, we probably don't have 1/10 of the information, that's out there for public purview.
No, I agree. And it's a 9-game season, right? Everybody's playing. Yeah. Everybody's playing for their future. Every person in that building, and I believe if you ask them, off camera having a drink somewhere? Are you, you know, is this team playing for its future in these final nine games? I would say yes. I think that's I think that's a fair assessment, and I think they would agree. And so these final nine games, what happens in these final nine is going to dictate people's lives and people's futures.
What is your lot of controversy over whether there should be a player meeting? I'm not quite understanding what all of this is about. I mean,
I think I thought it was my impression that they had one. You know, that Alvin had called a player meeting, and you know, Coach Allen referenced it on Wednesday, I believe.
Wednesday.
You know, I think that it's sometimes it's for show, right? To say, hey, we're in this together. But when Alvin talks, right, man, he didn't talk often. And what he does, he's E.F. Hutton. And that's an old reference. People listen.
Right.
Right. I mean, when he steps up, you know, he's not chirpy during practice. But when he says something, it was Alvin a couple of years ago. He's like, man, we've lost our swagger. We don't have our swagger back. And he talked to the team about it. And it made a difference. It made a change. And so when he does that, I don't think it's necessarily a sign of desperation or, hey, we don't believe in the coach.
No, not at all.
I think that's BS, right? I just feel like, hey, man, this just what we just talked about. We got nine games, and we know who we are. We were at Irvine together. We spent a month together. We know what we can be because we saw what we could be in games one and two. And quite frankly, they played terrible in weeks three and four, but weren't as strong as one and two. So they've seen it. It'd be one thing if you were like Carolina, right? You're 1-7, and you haven't, you know, you haven't really shown it. But the Saints we've gotten a taste of it. Now you've got to get back to, if you get back to that, but you've got to get back to some semblance of what that looks like, and that means running the football, having the ability to use play action. Right now, you have no ability to play action because you're not running the football. And getting Taysom back is huge. And so they're going to have to, you know, really do some things offensively. Now I feel like, as opposed to the defense carrying the offense, especially, I feel like the offense has to carry the defense. They have to score 28 points on Sunday and come out with a victory.
Absolutely. It's going to be interesting for sure. And we certainly wish all of them the best. And we will be listening to you on Sunday. I got my fingers crossed already.
I mean, yeah, me too.
You know, the sense is if they don't win Sunday, it gets ugly, you know, and it's just not a good place to be in, right?
Well, let's hope we don't get there. That's all we can say. Right, it's Friday. Let's hope we don't get there.
For sure. Mike, as always, truly enjoy visiting with you. Wanted to say something to you to carry back to all of the folks working at the Dome. Great job with the Taylor Swift concert, the Eras Tour. I mean, it was a massive event, and it looks like the execution was awesome.
I will definitely do so. It was a huge win for the city, the state, Superdome, the LSED, ASM, everybody that had a hand in this. And because it took many, many hands to pull it all together. But you're right. It was just, I mean, from a New Orleans global standpoint, it was about the most positive coverage you could get globally. And then we'll see what happens with the Super Bowl. Let's just keep stacking them up.
Absolutely. We need them for sure. Mike Haas, the voice of the New Orleans Saints. Mike, have a safe trip out there and look forward to hearing you.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it, Noel.
All right, we'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.